Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Gil.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this Sunday? It is April 30th. New York time is about 11:19. And it's raining, folks. I don't know where you live or where you are, but I hope you're getting sunshine because New York City has rained all day Saturday and it's supposed to rain all day today with the winds. I thought we were getting maybe spring, summer. No, we look like we're getting winter back. But we're not talking about weather today. We're talking about you and money and how is everybody? Folks, today I'm winging it. I'm not going to lie to you. I am winging it because I wanted to talk to you. It's been a while and I just wanted to see how everyone's doing. It's May is coming up and it's time to start those new money challenges. I have mine. And what mine will be is to try to make 70 cents a day or 75 cents a day. If I'm lucky, I can make a dollar. You laugh, but you think it's easy to make 70 cents a day? It's not. I'm racking my brain trying to figure out what I can do to make 70 cents or if I'm good, a dollar a day. Because a dollar a day, you keep the momentum rolling and then you keep it moving. And you got a dollar a day, you got $30 for the month. You've got 70 cents, 75 cents. You have $20, $20, $21 for the month. You can put that towards something. You can put that towards a bill. Heck, you can put that towards groceries because you know groceries is really ridiculous. You could save that for maybe building the money up for entertainment. Maybe if you want to go to movies or something or do something with your kids or save it for your kids. Or maybe even with that little bit of amount, maybe you can invest it. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but first you have to save the 70 cent to a dollar a day. Or if you want to say, well, look, 7 days in a week, I'm doing a dollar a day. I'm saving $7 and just do it in one shot. That's good too. My problem is, what are you going to do? The surveys are fine. Everyone's like, do a survey. The surveys are fine. But how long it take for them to pay you? I'm not big on the apps the way you go shopping and they give you money back and everything because that's me putting out money that I have to get money back for. And I'm like, no, that's not what I want to do. You can save, I guess, when it comes to coupons. If you're buying something and you have a coupon and you save the money that you would have spent on the item, you could do that. But I'm looking for ideas on how to save 70 cents. 70 cents, folks, a day. If I can save a dollar, I'm good too. But that is my goal for May. What is your goal for May? Let me know. You know where to find me. My contact is in the description. It is Cheap Cheetah, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show at blogspot.com. You can always find me on Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Or you can find me right here. Send me a message on Spotify. Hey, Cheap Cheetah, this is how I'm saving 70 cents a day or a dollar a day. Share your money thoughts. Because we family. Excuse me, I had to take a drink. Folks, I'm winning. There is so much going on with money, excuse me, that it's crazy. And you have so many people out here that's saying the same thing, but they're saying doing their own twist on it. As you know, if you've been with me for a while, I'm a cheap cheater. I like money. I live in New York City, which is very expensive. And every time I turn around, New York City slaps me with an increase in something. So I have to be cheap. And I wear the cheapskate badge proudly. Because to me, explain to me, what is the difference between being frugal and being cheap? Being a cheapskate has a bad rep, and that's not always the case. Being frugal, okay, yeah, you can be frugal, fine, you know, I can go with that. But being a cheapskate, what? You're a cheapskate? The attitude. Cheapskates are people too, folks. We just like the frugal, the thrifty. It all boils down to saving that dollar and what we're saving the money for. You know, so what else is going on with my family? It's been a while. I hope everything's good. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're safe. I hope you're saving that money. Folks, well, family folks, I told you I was winging it today. Winging it. And since I'm winging it, let me tell you about this program I was watching. I watch it on YouTube. It's called How the Lottery Changed My Life. If you ever seen it, it's a hot mess. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Because you will learn from that. And I always like to watch programs where I learn things from. How the Lottery Saved My Life. And it's basically about lottery winners. A lot of them won a couple of $1,000s. A lot of them won millions. And the things they do with it. Some of them are very smart. Some of them set some of the money aside. Some open businesses. Some of them keep the lifestyle they've already had before. Then some of them go buck wild. And the main theme is they always buy these big houses. They always buy these cars. They always treat everybody and their mother. And they don't realize that the money will run out. You don't have a steady stream of money. It's one lump sum and that's it. Like I used to, like they used to say where I used to work, it's a one-shot deal. You get it, you spend it wisely, and you keep it moving. But some people spend foolish. They're getting the latest cars. They're getting the big houses, which they really don't take in consideration how much that's going to cost you to run. A big mansion costs money to buy, to maintain, okay? And the property taxes, depending on where you live, it's going to be crazy. So people never think about that. They never think about the fancy car, the Porsches, the Ferraris. I see a lot of people driving these Teslas. Did nobody tell me, what is it, buy one Tesla, get one free? I swear you think Tesla was giving their cars away. And Tesla's not that cheap. And everybody and mother driving a Tesla. Like it's the best thing since, I don't know, white bread or something. Don't get me wrong. I'm not in your pockets. But some of these lottery winners, you really do need to be in their pockets. Because they are going off the wall. And it's such an amazing thing to see as far as how people spend their money. That's one thing I will tell you that I do enjoy. Watching how people spend their money. It's one of my little, I won't say fantasies, it's just one of my little things that I like. I don't know what you call it, but if you like that too, let me know. How people spend their money, whether they have a little bit of money or a lot of money, I just like to see how they spend it. Some people have really good ideas and really are resourceful when it comes to money, and some people just, you know, run around spending money like a bat out of hell. But if you ever get a chance to watch it, watch it. How the Lottery Changed My Life. And you will get some ideas of what to do and what not to do if you come into a big sum of money like that, because it doesn't last forever, folks. It does not last forever. And everybody, you know, at this point needs to start planning for their futures and their retirements. And, you know, so when you get a lump sum like that, a big lump sum, maybe 500,000, a million, be smart with it, folks. I mean, hey, you frugal, you're thrifty, you're cheapskate. You're already smart with your money that you don't have. So you know I expect you to be smart with your money if you come into a big lump sum. But it's a good program. It's like I said, it's a teaching program. Like I said today, folks, I was just winging it with you, just talking, family, because I missed you. And I wanted to see how you were doing. And I wanted to also see since May 1st is coming up, I think that's on Monday, what you were doing as far as money challenges, how are you continuing to save money, all that good stuff. Because you know me, it's always about the money. On that note, I want you to have a great Sunday. I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. And I want you to do me a favor. I want you to save that money. And until next time.